right. All right. Guys, last call. We're doing something a little bit different tonight for last call. Woo! Jeff, you're going to give us a problem, right? A problem that one of us needs to solve.
Yes.
And we're basically going to whoever comes up with the most, whoever raises the hand first, whoever answers first can solve that problem. If someone can top it, go for it. Let's keep this kind of fast and loose, in my opinion. Like, give us a topic. One of us will solve it. If it sucks, someone else will solve it better.
Exactly. So essentially, you guys are very kindly contributing to my podcast, and you are going by a make it better in 30 seconds. So the rules are that you must continuously talk for 30 seconds on a subject given, but you have to say how you're going to make it better. So you can't just throw out an answer and then say nothing for 28 seconds. You have to explain the issue and why you're going to make it better. What we're going to do is I'll read out the topic, and you guys can call in first for dibs. I've got 5. So everyone's got to do one. So if you feel like you've got the answer for the first one, do it. Okay. So no pressure, but all the pressure. Ready?
Let's do it.
Send it.
Cool. Okay. So, and it's got to make sense as well, by the way.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just go weird about
Solve the problem.
Solve the problem. So first off, make it better. The full English breakfast contains sausage, bacon, egg, toast, tomatoes, beans, and mushrooms. Make it better. Who wants to take it?
I got this one. Super simple. Super easy, right? The full English breakfast has all of the components you need for a complete breakfast. But what it's missing is efficiency, right? What you need to do, throw all that shit in a blender, right? Throw all of it in, liquefy it, put it in a smoothie, give me a boba straw, and let me suck up all of the delicious fat and grease all at the exact same time, and let me just clog my arteries as quick as I can, because that is what I think of when I think of the full English breakfast. I think this is 30 seconds, but I feel like it's passionate enough to be 30 seconds, so that's breakfast.
The rule is, if you can one-up it, right?
Yeah, and go for it.
I like Travis.
You can either wait for the next topic, or you can challenge and talk to 30. So if you want to go for 30, that can be
If those are the rules, I'm going to wait.
Yeah, no, I have a good one for this, but no, I'll wait for it.
Because it's easy to beat Travis's, but I don't know what other problems need to be solved.
So I'm going to solve all the problems. Just saying. I'm going to solve all the problems.
No, Travis, you've taken your one.
Your one is done.
I'll one up you guys later. It's fine.
You can't.
Okay. So, as far as the Bar Bands podcast guys is concerned, the best way to make a full English breakfast better is to just liquidize it.
That makes me sad that's what I take, but
I don't
want to be represented that way, but it's fine.
That hurts me.
But that's fine. You guys have
so
gone
good.
Okay.
This is so much. I'm itching. Can we put this down as a topic?
Let's just move on, because that's important.
Embarrassing. Right. Podcast we do, we all liquidize that and have to taste test.
No.
Embarrassing. Right. The sitcom How I Met Your Mother. Make it better. He's got it.
I'll shoot my shot on this one.
Go, Rick. Ready, steady, go.
To make it better, get rid of it. Delete it. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't exist.
Liquefy it. You want to liquefy it. I get
wasting
it.
Our time with this bad story.
Why?
That goes round and around. And talking about, like, this might be your mother, but it's not your mother, but it ends up to be this person, but it might be this person, and something about a trumpet. We don't need that. No one cares about the story about how the parents met. Get rid of it. Free up our airways. for
we're the done.
Show That's... of Travis of liquidizing,
liquefying.
Yeah. You went straight in.
Same
there.
Difference.
Straight Rick, in with
Rick.
With
the much as Rick, much as I love that series, you're right. Did I ever really need to watch it?
No.
And is my life any better because of it? Probably not. So,
kind of here for everyone watched it. Okay, Nathan Fillion.
I'll take this. Bring back Firefly. Are you kidding me? If you really want to get into this, I will talk to you any day about this. Nathan Fillion is one of the best actors of all time. He has never really gotten a shot. He took a back seat for his roles that he's currently doing for Castle and the new one, the Rookie. He has such a gift of delivery for people who have written him into a character really well. And
I gave you 4 extra seconds on that.
And Firefly really truly was one of the greatest TV shows of all time. I never really got the chance to get out there. Yes, we can talk about all of the weird stuff that went off with Joss Whedon and everything with that. He's probably a piece of shit, but in general, one of the greatest television performances of all time is him as Malcolm Reynolds.
But also, do you agree that, first of all, he's kind of too pretty to be taken seriously? Like, he hasn't got that rugged good looks.
So
he's kind of got this structure. Like, I'd love to
he's the secondary to Jason Boreanaz.
Right.
Like, yes. Angel, he is in that category of too pretty.
If there was a second series of Firefly, no one would give a shit about Nathan Fillion. Is that a hot take?
No, right. Because I think Nathan Fillion as Malcolm Reynolds, he played that character so goddamn well. Does he have 2 synapses in his brain to rub together? Probably not. But he can act, and he can play that role and that quip, like that quippy, easy
he's
captain.
Like, play and this role. This is
I will
what
talk.
You
I could talk about this for days because it's truly my favorite television series of all time.
Okay, so a nice easy one. I've got Nickelback's public relations.
Oh, how that's all you, Rick.
How would you make their public relations better?
The answer to that is you wouldn't, because the fact that there was a mythical campaign that people pretended that they were bad for like 10 years is all the publicity you need. And everyone was like, who is this? And you go, they would go listen. And now that we're on the end of it and people are actually like, you know what, we were lying the whole time, Nickelback is actually decent, or we like them, now we're on the swing, the reverse uptick, if you will, to where everyone's coming out as like, actually, yeah, we agree, we were just saying that to be cool, and they were actually okay. So,
and they're back on tour, and their tickets are $150.
Right. I would say good job, you did it. You crushed it, and if you could help me out, I'd appreciate it. Or us out, yes.
Hey, 10 seconds over, but I think put perfectly, because I never bought into that hype.
Yeah.
You know, Photograph, great tune. Like, it was, I don't know, people hate it for the sake of hating.
All right, I got some. I came prepared with 3 potential small problems that either Jeff or Ben can solve at this point. First one is, how do we solve the stocked fridge but nothing to eat scenario? Don't say blend it all up, because I already used that.
the biggest problem, and I'm going to be quite misogynistic here, but and I'm going to specifically talk about Christmas, the stocked fridge with nothing to eat, because you will have that moment in time where you're like, can I eat this? And you're told, no, it's for this day. Can I eat this? No, it's for this day. The only option is, and this is what I have done, buy a second fridge. You buy a second fridge for the reserved food. Reserved food, yeah, I can't eat the turkey. I'm going to eat the gammon. That's all you can do. Reserved food, fridge. It's the only way.
That's a great answer. And I actually
did that take, yeah.
I got one more for Ben if he wants to answer one.
He does.
Ben, answer this. Fix this problem. And I was hoping Jeff might get to this one, but he already answered the other one. Ben, fix this problem for me. Coffee is too expensive at coffee places.
Coffee is too expensive at coffee places?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say the main thing about coffee is that it's addictive. The primary reason for people going to drink coffee at coffee places is twofold. One, they need the caffeine fix, they need the energy, and two, it's a status symbol for going to these coffee places and getting a $7, $8, $9 Starbucks or a fancy coffee at some local store. It's too expensive, but it's not necessary. I can go get two energy drinks for the price of $4 at any convenience store. I can get energized at home for a fraction of the price. Coffee is lazy when you go to Starbucks or if you go to these coffee places. So it's not a problem to fix. It's a problem of laziness by everybody. They're willing to spend that extra money to not have to make coffee on their own. It's simple. Just make it on your own.
So your fix is make it on your own.
Make it on your own.
Okay.
Don't complain about how expensive it is. Make it on your own.
You went way over the 30, but it's because, do you know what? You're right. People who spend so much money on froth, and it's like going to watch a film that you think is going to be great, but it's just all CGI and sparkle, and you get nothing from it.
Yeah,
like you go and spend £4, $4, whatever it is, $5 on a coffee, and you're going to get the same hit as you do from anywhere else. But it's the same thing. It's nonsense. It's marketing. That's all it is. It's marketing.
You know you're going to spend it. Don't complain about it. If you're willing to spend $7 on a coffee, then great. But don't complain about it.
Yeah.
You know, spend 75 cents at home.
Where I'm at with Ben is this. So I'll go watch, even if I think a movie's going to be mediocre, even if I think my coffee is going to be not the best thing I've ever had in my life, I'll spend the money if I've got it and I want the experience of that.
Yeah,
I still go to Starbucks. I still, you know, I'm like you, Ben. I have energy drinks that I buy in bulk, and like that's always available for me for my morning like push to get out of bed. But if I want to go work at a coffee shop or like I want that, that's I'm paying not just for the coffee and the caffeine aspect of it, I'm paying for the experience of being there. Same thing with movies or anything in general. Like if I'm taking it to even like sports games, if it's a shitty couple teams that I'm going to see and I'm going to spend a little bit extra to go, you know, watch the Braves and not even really watch the Braves, just drink at the stadium, I'm more paying for experience at that point than I am for the product that they are guaranteeing me.
Yeah, and what's the difference if you're paying $50, $60, $80 to go see something live, or you could spend no money and watch it at home? You're paying for the experience. You're paying for whatever it is, whether it's the coffee shop or the sporting event or whatever it is. So quit complaining about it. If you don't want to spend the money, just do it at home.
Don't spend the money. Yeah,
sounds perfect to me, and that's why you buy GoldenEye, not Star Fox.
Don't start with me. I don't appreciate you right now. Only my brain. Only I have the brains to rule Lilat. All right.
Hey, I'm the king of callbacks. But do you know what? I've had a lot of fun this evening, and I appreciate you guys having me on. The mental thing is, this is now the time. I'm at the time where I get up to take my dog for a walk.
Yep.
Nice.
So my dog started looking at me like, so when are you going to shut the fuck up and take me out?
Well, if you wait like 30 minutes, the audio from this will have been downloaded. I'll just send you the audio from this and you can listen to this on, you can listen to yourself for 3 hours.
Uncut dog walk version.
Yikes.
The uncut fish. That's going to be. I had a message from my wife a little while ago saying, Jeff, you're shouting.
Yep.
I was like, nice. Sorry.
Not sorry.
Hey, dude, hang a blanket on the closet doors in the room you're in. It works.
Jeff, plug your podcast. Travis. Please plug your podcast one more time.
Plug my podcast. Okay, so Jeff Jones and Friends Make It Better is available on all major platforms. At some point, they'll be on the less-known platforms that the people who are off the grid listen to. But essentially, it's a lot of comedians, authors, podcasters, directors, scriptwriters, singers, songwriters who have got something to say and they want to moan about something. And I give them the platform to moan about it. And we spend 25 minutes having a good old moan about normal day-to-day stuff, but we have to make it better at the end. And that's the caveat, is that you can't just moan about some of these days. You have to be in a position to make it better. And that's what we do. We make it better. And whether it's feasible or not, it's definitely enjoyable.
I love that. I love that. Jeff, thank you so much for one, joining, and two, taking the day off of work tomorrow to be a part of our podcast. That is incredible. And again, just thank you. You've been a delight, and we thoroughly appreciate you coming on. I thoroughly expect you to be on future segments, whether it be live or recorded, if we can sneak those in, like we talked about earlier. So yes, it was... fantastic.
I mean, I'd love to take every Thursday off work and drink vodka and wine, but apparently that's not healthy. But no, you guys are great. Like I said, I've listened to you guys over the last few weeks, and I feel like I know you. I didn't realize how generic you all were, but
very
apart from Rick, who's not wearing a
basic
cap.
About as basic as you can get.
I can see Danny's there, so give Brittany my number. But no, it's joking, Danny. But no, it's been great. And like I said, I've listened to you guys the last few weeks, and this is the kind of thing that I listen to. Like, I'm not a big podcast listener, but when I come across something that I like, I like it. And Travis knows that I listen to some of the things you guys talk about. I'm like, oh no, I've got an opinion on this, and it annoys me more that I can't just turn around and say shut the fuck up, you're talking nonsense. So anytime you guys need me, I am here. I'll promote you as much as I can, and it's been a lot of fun tonight. And Travis, I just need to know, what Star Wars Lego memory is that,
my friend? That is the Millennium Falcon. There,
I could only see the bottom of it. It's the Millennium Falcon. Oh, that's beautiful. That's pretty.
So many. And drop it.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
I saw that TikTok recently, and it was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, it was the Imperial
the dad that like dropped it. As he was walking down, like the dog tripped him.
The stairs, yeah.
Do you know the most amazing thing is Travis held it up, but then Drew and Ben started talking. So as where Zoom, the way Zoom works, I didn't see it.
Why are you not in gallery mode?
I don't know what that is.
It's old. Where you can see everyone at the same time.
Oh, really? Is that what you guys are doing?
Yes, yeah. I can see all of this. We can all see everybody.
View gallery. Oh, there you go. Oh, I can see you all now. Look at you. I can see all your faces and Danny's name.
Oh, it's so good.
Danny Wasabi.
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 I love
Wasabi.
Rick keeps standing up. It's like he's trying to show me his pecs or something. I don't know what he's up to. He keeps
They're not impressive. His ADHD is kicking in. I don't have a chair with a back, and so I gotta, stand up every now and then.
So you're old as fuck. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All of you, but I need to go.
Wait, guys.
Wait.
Follow us. Follow us on the Twitter. Follow us on the. I put stuff on YouTube and Instagram. So look at those things that I put on there. Ben, you were featured on one of them. Do that thing. And then also, it's this is our podcast, and you're just along for the ride. Okay, bye.
Just remember, this is my podcast, and you're along for the ride.
No, I can
edit all of that.
This is my podcast. Fuck you.
That's
fuck you all.
Jeff, glad you're able to join. It was nice meeting you.
Just fuck off.